producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I am dependent upon the internet to do this show. I am a commentator. I'm not a newsmaker, so I have to go to sources. And one of the sources, and the quickest source, this is what I like about my guest. He is the quickest source of what's breaking out there in the industry, in law, in personalities, in trends. That goes a long way. Being quick and talking about new stuff and looking at it from different angles. I'm joined now from BearingArms.com by the best way to describe him is the chief cook and bottle washer. If it's happening on Bearing Arms, he's the one that's probably doing it. I'm joined now by Bob Owens. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here just appreciating you. BearingArms.com, I think this is the first time you've been with me on this network. Tell people what BearingArms.com is and what they do, what you do primarily.
Yeah, it's me. I have about a dozen contributors, but I am the chief cook and bottle washer, as you noted. We cover Second Amendment news, including gun safes, live stories, legal issues, you know, if a law's coming up. And current events.
One thing I like about Bob, though, is it, not only does he write about it, I mean, here recently it took place in the Rifle Dynamics Build Your Own AK-47 class and build his own AK-47. Where was it? You went Gunsight? You went to Gunsight not too long ago, is that right?
That is true. I went to Gunsight and took their 250 pistol course, and that has long been recognized as the... Yeah, the course that by all of the things are judged. It was the first, at the time it was the American Pistol Institute when Colonel Jeff Cooper founded it in 1976, but the 250 pistol course is the original pistol course by which all others are judged here in the United States with the modern technique of the pistol.
So, Bob is a man of the gun, so... Does that make it easier for you to pick your way through the junk and the minutia and actually get out there and print something worth, you know, publish something that's worth publishing, actually being part of that scene?
It does help. You know, every little bit of training I get to go to, either as a journalist or as a participant, and sometimes I wear both hats at once, it does give me some insight into the way things actually work versus the way... people think things work. You know, so much of what we have in the gun culture is passed along by myth and gunshot commandos who are just passing along rumors they've heard but don't have firsthand experience.
Right.
And so going to courses from time to time does really help a whole heck of a lot.
I like it. The only thing he hasn't done so far is shoot my salient pistols, which we're trying to make happen, but every time he says he can do something, I end up not being able to. But that'll happen sooner or later. That will happen sooner.
Absolutely.
Now, based upon your website the other day, one thing that I saw out there, I was about to take my guns and just lock them in the safe and weld it shut and go buy me some cans of Hornet spray, because apparently I don't need guns.
Of course you don't, Bill.
This was the I talked about this yesterday, I think, where all you need is mace, and, well, you tell the story.
Well, there was a story of a attempted robbery where a gentleman who got into a vehicle, one guy was allegedly nice enough to pick up another gentleman and give him a ride. And when he went to drop him off, the guy pulled out a thing of mace and sprayed him in the face in an attempted armed robbery. And the guy who was maced wiped it out of his eyes, pulled his gun, and shot the other guy, who stumbled off and was later found deceased by the police who responded. And the guy, after shooting the suspect, you know, and got some more of the mace out of his eyes, drove a short distance to make sure he was clear because he didn't see where the suspect went. And he drove a little distance and then called the police. So don't bring mace to a gunfight.
That sort of, it makes me wonder, you know, after, do you think criminals listen to the gun grabbers? Do they listen to their press releases? Because after Target came out with their non-ban, we saw a little bit of an uptick in violent crime around Target.
We did, and I believe there was another one yesterday, though I haven't had a chance to get into the details of that.
And it forced Target to get out there and backpedal and say, well, we didn't ban guns, we just don't want you to bring them with you.
And that's been the same with every group. There has not been a single company that I'm aware of that has issued anything more than a press release saying, we'd rather you leave your guns at home. So, you know, Mom's Demand is a one-trick pony that is going out there and saying, we won. We got so-and-so to ban guns in their store. But what they've actually done is they've gotten the companies to issue a press release saying, we would rather you leave your guns at home. But there have been no policy changes at all within the corporations. They've issued a press release to make Mom's Demand go away, and then they've gone back to business as usual. Unfortunately, this has still led to these companies catching a bunch of flack, and deservedly so, from 100 million law-abiding gun owners who don't like being treated like second-class citizens. We don't want to sit in the back of the bus and don't want to have to drink from a special water fountain.
I have not noticed that occurring, an uptick in crime at Staples or Kroger.
It's funny how that works out.
Well, I mean, Staples and Kroger did essentially the same thing. The end result is the same thing, because none of those companies that are putting out these statements change their policy, per se. But Staples and Kroger just said, forget about it. We don't even want to talk to you. Get out.
Yeah, they basically, and very nicely, told them to pound sand. They told them that we are not in the business of political policy. We are in the business of providing our customers with product, and we will stay within these applicable state, federal, and local laws. And that's what they've done. And curiously, there have not been a whole lot of crimes reported after they made their statements, where you hear some of these other companies go out there and issue their press releases, and criminals go, oh, look, there's a new place to rob. Because while they're dumb, they're not stupid. And when they hear, oh, Company A has banned firearms, they know they don't have to worry about concealed carriers going there as much as they did before. So it becomes a target of opportunity.
I just wanted to say pound sand, Mom's Demand. But for some reason, some of these companies feel like they have to soft shoe it with them. Hang on for me, because we're coming up on the first break. BearingArms.com, the most prolific gun blog out there today. The only time they're a little slow on the uptake is when Bob is somewhere taking a class. And I think if you had your way, you'd probably take a class every weekend, which would mean the site would come to a grinding halt. But you don't do that right now, so it's all good. BearingArms.com is also a division of TownHall.com. That's their pedigree. They go deep. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Bob, I've tried not to cover it because I actually consider this tabloid, but I think you just about have to cover this. This whole Red Jacket firearms Will Hayden thing. The reason I'm not covering it is because I do not believe that Will Hayden is indicative of the gun-owning community. I think that Will Hayden is probably this big polo shirt-wearing bag of demons based on what's coming out that just happened to get on Discovery. What do you think?
I mean, that pretty much sums it up. And, I personally feel really bad for the folks at Red Jacket Firearms. Keep in mind that Sons of Guns and Red Jacket are a lot further apart than people think they are. Will Hayden lost his company before the show ever started, which was Red Jacket Incorporated.
Right.
Red Jacket Firearms, LLC, he has never been a corporate officer in at all. And so the four folks who are being, Joe, Mo, and that's his name, I can't help it.
It's spelled M-E-A-U-X or something like that, is that right?
That is correct. And I believe it's pronounced Mo.
Yeah.
He's the CEO. He has been was the COO for the past several years. Will Hayden hadn't had his FFL since 2009, and the show didn't come on until 2011.
Right.
So you've had this front-end entertainment property basically sitting on top of a gun company. And so the allegations against Hayden, I don't particularly like covering them either, but, we covered gun news, and when a reality TV star for a... who was on a gun show that was largely pro-gun the entire time up until it was canceled, gets in trouble, we feel that we have a responsibility to our readers to go ahead and cover that no matter how horrible the allegations are.
I'm just waiting to see what happens with this as far as Red Jacket Firearms, because I don't believe that they should bear the brunt of the financial damage because of the actions of Will Hayden. Or Will Hayden,
And you are absolutely correct. They should. Two of the employees are victims. You're looking at Stephanie Hayden Ford, who is going to be making a statement later today on on CBS. One of their daytime shows, and her husband, who was Red Jacket's production manager, Christopher Ford.
Right.
And so they're having to live with this, and then you've got all the other employees, none of whom had a clue what was going on until Will Hayden was arrested and charged. And we actually owe a debt of thanks to Discovery Channel, because it sounds like one of their personal assistants for Hayden was the one who got the ball rolling on the investigation.
Right.
When they saw him inappropriately kiss the victim, the young girl. So there's a bunch of bad things going on here, but they all come down on one guy, and it would be unfair of everybody else to turn on Red Jacket and all their employees. Now, we're talking, I believe, more than two dozen people that work in this company. I may be wrong on the numbers, but you've got a bunch of people who are doing their best they can to turn out a product that people want, and this guy who was basically just the front end of a TV show should not destroy the company that was doing the actual work in the background.
As far as Red Jacket withstood Sandy Hook, which a lot of shows went down after Sandy Hook. American Guns went down, Three Gun Nation went down, and Red Jacket withstood that. And I've been sitting back wondering why Discovery Channel looked at this and said, Will Hayden needs to be the guy out front. I know he founded the company and everything, but, among FFL holders, he was somewhat of a fumbling desperado, wasn't he?
He was, and, that whole 2009 incident with the ATF, he was basically accused of losing about 10 receivers that were registered as fully automatic weapons, I believe. And what he claims happened is that, you know, while they were working on certain firearms, they damaged and destroyed these, and he just did not properly take them off the books as damaged and destroyed weapons, which may very well be the case. He also had one or two that they claim were stolen. But yeah, they put Hayden on the show for the same reason they put anybody else on any other TV show. And that is that he apparently had the personality and charisma for a television show. And, you know, they thought he would bring in viewers. There's a lot better folks out there who build guns better. But he was one that had that charisma that they were looking for, and so that's why they built the show around it.
Right. It's a mystery to me. I think based upon what you just told me as far as charisma and personality, that you and I need to call Discovery Channel. You up for that?
I don't know. Yeah, I've got a good face for radio. I'm not so sure how good I do on TV.
We could call it Real Gun People. Wait a minute. Are you saying that Will Hayden's better looking than me and you? What are you saying?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. All right. I was about to say, okay, wait a minute now. Let's think about this second way. BearingArms.com. Coming up on the next break, BearingArms.com is where this is one of the first places I go. And one of the reasons I go there is because Bob actually goes out when at the NRA convention, when the Moms Demand bust in the dozens of counter-protesters and the phalanx of armed bodyguards for Shannon Watts. Bob Owens was photographed standing off into the side, observing, and being observed by the Moms Demand Action. They observed him as he observed them. So he's knee-deep in it, and that's why I rely upon him as one of my go-to sources for new information. And you can, too, by going to BearingArms.com. You've started, some of the stuff that you've started writing has actually, you're popping up on townhall.com's website more often now, it seems like.
Well, I have a print column in Town Hall, the magazine, as well, and they tend to run those monthly columns, which is great. And as I'm chronicling my experiences at Gunsight, and I should be putting out a new post today or tomorrow on that, we tend to run them on both sites. And you know, that is a wonderful facility, and I can't wait to get out there again.
All right. Hang on for me again. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Bob, I've got a question for you. Why are anti-gun gun grabbers so violent? Bob? Have we lost Bob? We appear to have lost Bob. Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. All right. I got you. I was asking you a question. What is your opinion of the violence factor amongst the anti-gunners that advocate, hey, I sure would have liked it if the NRA board members, if their children were mowed down in a hail of gunfire. What do you think about that?
Well, keep in mind, most people who want things outlawed, whether it's firearms or anything else, want these things taken out of their own possession because they know that they themselves cannot act responsibly with whatever item that they are against. Most of the people I have encountered who are in the gun control movement, whether it's people I've encountered online or in person, tend to have very short tempers. They tend to not be able to control themselves at all. And they tend to be prone to violence. And so they would like their ability to commit violence curb, and they believe that everybody else is just as deficient as they are. They cannot understand that most gun owners are much more sane and rational people who are calm and don't go flying off the handle the way that they do. You know, they tend to be prone towards hysteria and being extremely dramatic and having just emotional fits. And they can't imagine that anybody else is different. So they're trying to self-diagnose their own problems for the most part.
Yeah, but they're projecting.
Oh, they're absolutely projecting. They think that everybody is just as deficient as they are.
Now, recently, Mike Malloy, one of my favorite TV show or radio hosts that I'd really love to meet face-to-face, and on the Mom's Demand, which you've covered both of these things, they're advocating swatting where there is open carry. If they see somebody with somebody open carrying a gun, they're advocating and advising that people call the police, sort of like that guy in Beaver Creek at the Walmart.
Exactly. And see, here's the difference between just, you know, I'm a concerned citizen, I see somebody with a gun calling, and what they're advocating. Now, I would expect if you see somebody just wandering around with a firearm, a lot of normal people are going to call 911. There's a guy with a gun near my kid's bus stop. There's a guy with a gun near a school who's just wandering around with it. That's one thing. They just want the police to go and check this guy out and make sure that they're not a threat. That is not what Mike Malloy asked to do. That is not what Mom's Demand is advocating, or at least their supporters. Yeah, they've said nothing officially as a group, but they're allowing their members to post this stuff to their Facebook page, and they're not pulling it down. What they're telling people to do is call the police and report a crime in progress. There's a man with a gun. He's pointing a gun at people. There's a robbery in progress. There's about to be an active shooter. I think this guy's going to kill people. This is a felony crime in many places. When you sit here and file a false police report, you know, that's bad enough. That's a misdemeanor. But you're getting police officers who, you know, the dispatchers are giving information to cops that's only as good as what their 911 callers are giving. So when you say there's somebody with a gun and they're pointing it at somebody, that's going to get the cops keyed up. They're going into what they think is a dangerous situation, going on the best information they've got, so they're going to be really amped up when they arrive. There have been numerous cases of people in the online gaming community swatting their opponents, calling and saying that somebody has been killed at this address. You know, purporting to be that person, saying, I've killed my spouse, I killed my parents, come get me. And so there have been people who have been, you know, had SWAT teams kick in their doors and point guns at folks.
Right.
Because of this. And the incident in Beaver Creek, Ohio, is really starting to look like somebody was running something out of this playbook, where a young man named John Crawford picked up a BB gun that was sold by that Walmart. Somebody had taken it out of the box. He picked it up. Apparently, when he saw it sit on the shelf, apparently wanted to buy it. So he was holding it down at his side and was walking around the store with his other hand on holding his cell phone to his ear, talking to the mother of his three children, only two of which, unfortunately, he knew about at the time. He was just about to find out that she was pregnant again.
Right.
But this poor guy was walking around minding his own business, was having a conversation with her, and had stopped in another part of the store in a toy aisle, I believe, and was talking to her, wasn't moving, wasn't really doing anything, really until the conversation. And this guy, who was tossed out of the Marine Corps after 6 weeks, called up and said that, oh, he was trying to load the gun, he was pointing at people, this, that, and the other. And to the best I can determine, this was the only 911 call about a man with a gun in a Walmart, which should have clued in folks, but apparently it did not. You would think if somebody's walking around with a rifle pointing at people, that somebody else would call, but nobody did. So this guy embellished this story. Beaver Creek cops show up, and while they're not letting anybody see the video, it sounds like they opened fire almost as soon as they got there and saw this guy with something in his hand.
Right.
And they shot him in the back of the left arm and through the left side. He never turned off. And so the Ohio Attorney General, Mike DeWine, is keeping this very close to the vest. They're not letting anybody see the video. And it sounds like this guy was swatted to death. And I believe that this would be the first time this has happened in our country, if this has happened. And it's because of folks like Lamb's Man Action Cultists and the little radical psycho Mike Malloy saying that, hey, this is how you ought to treat law-abiding citizens. Make them into criminals. See if we can get cops to kill them.
Well, first, I would like to see the 7-week military veteran that made the phone call, since now he's walking back his story.
He is. He's walking back. They actually let him see the video, which sounds like a major prosecutorial mistake. So now he's revising this sort of stuff. He's basically they're tampering with evidence, is what I see it as.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like to see somebody that calls, that actually does the swatting part of it. I'd like to see them prosecuted with every tool in the legal profession and put away, because that's a really bad precedent to set.
It is, and I think that there was an argument to be made that if you swat somebody and they are severely injured or killed, you should face the felony murder rule, which is a long-standing common law theory and is also a statutory law in many states, which says if you participate in a felony crime and somebody dies, whether you're the getaway car driver sitting outside or you're the guy holding the trigger or somebody else, if you're a participant in the crime and somebody dies, you're responsible for that death and deserve a murder charge. And I think the same thing ought to happen here.
Hang on for me one more time. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right. Welcome back. One more swing at the plate. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour is Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. Bob, I have been, I've spent this, well, actually since the 1st of September, whenever I go away from the house, now I have a little bag in the back of the car just in case. And since these revelations of ISIS being on the other side of the southern border, which leads me to believe there's probably ISIS in the United States now, today is a little concerning for me. What do you think about this?
Well, yeah, I've got an interesting connection to 9/11. I was in New York all 9/11. I lived up there at the time. And the two planes that hit the Twin Towers actually nearly collided over my house in New Windsor, New York, at Stewart Air Force Base. So, you know, that is something that has always been in my mind. I had an NYPD officer who lived across the street who worked the pile every single day. And so, like a lot of Americans, you know, I was deeply affected by it. We do know that ISIS is on the border. We strongly suspect they have penetrated the border. We have known for years that both Hamas and Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda have deep ties with the Mexican drug cartels and that they have come over the border, and there are, you know, there's every reason to believe there are many of them here, and they're waiting for a day to carry out an attack on us. And it will probably end up being something like the attacks on Mumbai several years ago, or the more recent attack on the shopping center in Nairobi, where you're going to have a group of folks come in. It's going to be, instead of being something like an airplane, they're going to go for a soft target, school or a mall or something, or, you know, a business district with a lot of people, and they're just going to go in with small arms. So the best way to handle something like that, you know, if police can't be there, you know, it's my opinion that the civilian population needs to be prepared for stuff like that. And so to have a go bag in your vehicle that has, you know, small, you know, whether you want to carry a pistol or a rifle, is up to you, but to have some sort of gear to, you know, as on the defensive side of things, to have some training to be able to effectively use your firearms, and then to have some medical gear to help some victims and also some funding in that, I think is very important.
Well, my kit is a, I've got it in this bag that originated in North Carolina where you're at, and I can hide in it a chest rig with five magazines and a trauma kit, and I can also hide in it a AR-15 pistol with one of those six-hour tack buttstocks on it, arm brace, mm-hmm. as they call it. It's an arm brace. It's not a buttstock, it's an arm brace.
Exactly.
And I think for the next couple of days, I'm also going to carry this battle belt that I've got that I think I can get in there, which has another trauma kit and four more magazines and some other stuff. And I'm not putting anything in there like water or protein bars or anything else because I don't expect anything like what you're describing to last for weeks. And I think it's but my nightmare scenario is the kind of thing where it's not one soft target they attack. They target three or four things in a city to try to divide the police up. That's my nightmare scenario.
And from a tactical standpoint, that makes perfect sense from their point of view. And it's one of those things that, you know, it is my belief that as a responsible American that you need, as part of that well-regulated militia, you know, well-regulated has been misconstrued to mean lawyered to death. Well-regulated means in proper working order, which means the founders wanted the citizenry to be armed and trained to use their firearms to defend us against enemies foreign and domestic. So I think it's excellent that you've got a go bag so that you can help assist law enforcement should something like this happen near you, and I think every good American should.
Well, I think some of the listeners are doing it. I know some of them are getting... are toting heavy and some of them are toting lighter. I just think it's important that people understand. I don't know if you saw this. One of these groups of the NRA, not the really good looking hipster kids that they've got on there, but the group of five or six tactical dudes. One of them actually ran an exercise where they had a coordinated, simulated attack where the state police responded to it, and they killed one-third of those people. One-third
they
of them.
I know exactly the episode you're talking about.
Yeah.
They had a Sandy Hook-type simulation, except that instead of one deranged teenager, the scenario was a coordinated attack by, I believe, four or five.
A small unit.
Small unit. With small, you know, conventional small unit tactics and training with a few booby traps thrown in, and they killed, you know, quote unquote, 50 of the tactical officers going in.
I didn't listen to that whole episode. Did they conclude that at that point when they figured out how did it conclude? Did the terrorists finally get taken down after they had caused a bunch of funerals?
In that particular incident, they did, you know, that scenario they did. They eventually went down. But, you know, we are not going to have the conversation we need to have until after the fact. And that was one of the things they were bemoaning in this video, is that the experts know what is possible. They know what the likely outcome is going to be. But the American people don't want to really think about this sort of thing, and we won't really address it until after it happens, unfortunately. When we have a Beslan school massacre here, then maybe we'll start taking militant Islam as the threat that it really is.
Yeah, that's my fear as well. That's my fear as well, and I know what I'm going to do. If that happens, I guess it's really going to depend on how it unfolds in front of me. But I know what I'm going to do. Kind of thought I was past that, though. What have you got coming up in the way of special events that you go to?
I don't have anything in the near term. I've got a couple of classes that I've already taken that I'll be writing about. Here in North Carolina, we have Trace Armory Group.
Right.
Which I recently did was a witness and reporter at the first NRA defensive pistol class that they run on this side of the Mississippi. That is a new prototype program that they're running. and they involve force-on-force training on this with very realistic airsoft pistols that recoiled and everything. And so that was fascinating to watch, so we'll be covering that. And you know, there are some other possible classes coming down the pipe that we'll be covering as well.
You know, whenever I've been to some airsoft events, and I think close in, that airsoft is some of the best force-on-force training you can get because of the speed that everything occurs, but it has to be close in. But, I mean, some of these airsoft guns, I fired an AR-15 that was an airsoft gun with, it felt identical to a real AR-15.
They are one of the training ARs that they had at the event I was at. You know, you look, the feel, it had Magpul furniture on it. It was, you know, everything other than when you look very closely at the actual action of it and what you were, you know, you're loading 6mm pellets instead of a 5.56 magazine. But, yeah, the balance, the look, and the feel is extremely realistic, and the same goes for many of the pistols. So they're great training tools.
Well, and it's a cheaper training tool.
Absolutely.
It's a cheaper training tool. But every time I talk to certain people about this, they're like, airsoft, you need simunition.
Well, simunitions have their own role to play. If you need to practice with a duty weapon, you go with something like the UTM man marker rounds, or you go with simunitions, and I think there's maybe one or two other vendors out there that make something similar. You can swap out a barrel and or a bolt, depending on the system, and use your actual firearm. With your optics, your lights mounted where you have them mounted, and things like that. And it's a great thing, for a tactical officer or a soldier that needs to have that exact setup. I'm not so sure that it makes as much sense if you're the kind of person who carries a relatively stock iron-sighted handgun that you need to go out and spend the money to get some munitions, which I believe are only sold to the military and law enforcement and tactical trainers anyway.
Right.
You can go out and accomplish much of the same thing. The Rangers are going to use concealed weapons with an airsoft gun.
There you go. Bob, thanks very much for joining me. We will talk soon. Stay safe.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll do this again one more time this week in about 22 hours. Remember, it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control on a Thursday.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.